Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Born a Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. I'm your host, Ethan, and I'm joined by one co-host today. You know him, you love him. It's Awu, Andrew Pandrew, Aster? I don't know. Hey, okay. So, Michael unfortunately couldn't make it today. He said he could make it today, but unfortunately did not show, so we're just going to have to go on without him. Get a show out to you guys weekly. Don't want to slack off. So yeah, basically, cool episode today. We're just going to be talking to you a few things, relevant news, sort of things that are going on right now, you know, some past stuff. We're going to be doing a little progression check since there's not a lot of news. Unfortunately, again, Michael couldn't make it today, so we're going to have to skip his progression check, but still, we're going to be seeing how it is, how we're doing with Power 11s, how we're doing with Gears, how's the meta shaking out. And speaking of the meta, our deep dive this week is the top brawlers in the meta. So stay tuned if you want to know which brawlers are good, which brawlers are bad. We're going to be doing around top 15, top 10, probably top 10. That's usually what it is. But yeah, also, again, question of the week, brawl question. Andrew doesn't know what question of the week probably is, but it's a new segment from last week. So yeah, we'll be hearing Andrew Pandrew's feedback on this question of the week. So yeah, it's going to be a pretty cool episode, jam-packed with lots of good stuff. So yeah, let's get right into it. Okay, guys, let's hop straight into today's news. So, first piece of news that we're getting today is one that probably already happened, and that's the El Tigro debut/pin. This is the Lunar New Year Challenge. So, there's a Lunar New Year Challenge this weekend. You could get a free El Tigro pin, which looks pretty cool, right, Andrew? You probably agree.
Yeah.
Right, so it's like a thumbs up pin, so it's pretty cool. Michael doesn't think so. He thought it was mediocre, too bad. But yeah, it's pretty cool. I like it. Pin's not bad. Another exclusive pin under our belts. It was a pretty easy challenge. Nothing too special. A few comps that were mainly run, like the top brawlers that we ran. I kind of forget what the first round was. Andrew, do you know?
I think it was Gem Grab.
Oh, right. It was Gem Grab, right. Okay, so for that one, we used sort of fun brawlers, I think. Yeah, I used to. Michael used Mortis. What'd you use, Tara?
I used Grom.
He's Grom, right. Grom was really, really strong. So, second one was Bounty, Layer Cake. Pretty widely used map, always here. It's been here for a while in competitive, probably 2018, 2017 even. It's been here for a while. The meta's still pretty iffy. There's like a new meta though. Instead of being Roth's double thrower, there's Bell double thrower, but I don't think that really changes much. Double thrower is still really, really strong. If you really want to do bounty, it's either double thrower or no thrower at all. So yeah. Bounty meta, pretty stale, honestly, but yeah, we breezed through that. Andrew, you have any thoughts so far? I take that as a no. Okay, so next, last map, actually. Last map was a knockout map. So this knockout map, we struggled on it a little bit because of choosing the wrong comp, and mostly Michael being stubborn and not switching out from a Edgar. So we ended up losing. We won once and then ended up losing twice. And then we came back and we won three times. So our comp that we used, I think we ended up going Andrew stuck with Brock.
Yeah.
Michael, I don't know what Michael used after Edgar. I'm not sure, but I definitely used Stew the whole way through. So that was good. So yeah, in the end, we were able to win the challenge fairly easily. I knew we could have done a little bit better in the challenge, definitely, but it was still great effort from us. We ended up winning the pin. Yeah, we still got the pin in the end. That's what matters most. So yeah, pretty cool. Andrew, any final thoughts on this?
Nope.
Okay, we're going to be touching on this topic a little bit more later in today's show. So definitely stay tuned for that. So yeah, with that being said, let's move on to the next piece of news. And this one is already going on. It's been going on for a while now. And it's free things in the shop. So we have Lunar New Year's themed special things. We have a few mega boxes, a few coins, a few PowerPoints. We have the pins that everyone's excited about. So yeah, Andrew, what do you think of these pins? The one that is like you go home ball, which is the red bag. I don't know. I don't know the English translate. I only know it in Chinese. But then there's like this flower. There's a kite. There's a fan. What do you think of them, Andrew? Are they better than Dumpling? Nah, Dumpling superior.
Dumpling. I mean, I bought the pin pack last year one, and these pins are good, but if you bought the last pin pack, it's like a collector's item, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, especially since these pins are free and Dumpling is not, so yes. Dumpling just is great. It's a cute pin. So yeah. That's basically it for the news section. There's a few more scattered pieces of news that I'm not going to read on today's show just because they're not very important. But yeah, that's basically it for Brawl Stars news. But that's not it for today's segment, or else I'd be way too short of a segment. So I added in a progression check, and we're going to be setting a few goals just to keep our Brawl Stars log in sort of consistent and not forgetful. So yeah. Unfortunately, today, again, we couldn't have Michael come on the show. We would have had him give his goals, give his thoughts. But we still have Andrew Pandrew. Always welcome. So, yeah. So, first thing, I'll set my goals. I'll give you guys a progression check, as always. So, first thing, I got my first Power 11. Pretty exciting. I got Shelly Power 11, fully maxed out. 2 star powers, 2 gears, all gadgets, fully maxed out. So, yeah, that's definitely really exciting. I got a few more power 10s. Surge was my first power 10. Very exciting. I got 2 different gears on him, though. I got a shield gear because shield gear is automatically given to you when you start your gear journey. But then I switched it to damage gear because I just thought it was better. Next, I got Sandy power 10. Very, very exciting. Then I have Stu power 10. So Stu, I plan to get him to power 11. I'm 200 power points short. So I'm almost there. 2 more days of just club league. And yeah, basically that's it for me. Andrew, you want to share your progression or?
Sure. My progression is I'm not trying to go for a power 10. I'm actually trying to go for power 11s. So right now I've maxed out more of this power 11. And I plan on to get Crow next.
Crow?
Yeah, because Crow is like really annoying. I just want to annoy people.
Yeah. That's a good pick of Crow there.
Also, whenever I get a new brawler, I tend to never push it. So I'm going to try to push my low brawlers more.
All right, yeah, let me write this down. So Andrew Pandrew wants to get Power 11s, and he also wants to push low brawlers. Great, great goals, good goals. Okay, so I haven't set my goals yet. But yeah, those are definitely very, very good goals. They're definitely accomplishable. So yeah, pretty cool, pretty cool. Great goals, we're checking on that later. Andrew, any other thoughts? You want to share anything else, or is that it?
That's it.
All right, cool. So my goals, on the other hand, are I want to get at least 1 more Power 11. I want to push to at least 37k. Currently, I'm at 35k, so 2,000 more trophies. I think that's definitely doable. Yeah, I think that's it. If I have any more goals, I'll probably say it on the show, probably next week. I don't have really anything next week, so definitely good next week. So yeah. Michael, on the other hand, Michael is also doing pretty well. So Michael, he's finally getting on the Power 10 board train. He got Power 10, Power 10 Poco. He got Power 10 Leon. He got Power 10 Amber. Yeah, he's definitely Oh, he also got Power 10 Mortis just today. So he's jumping on the bandwagon, and yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, that's basically it for a progression check. It's pretty cool to see how far we've gotten with all these Power 11s, Power 10s, even when this update just really started. That just tells you, you know, these hardcore players, how hard they're playing. They're going for Power 11s. They're being ambitious. They're really chasing after stuff. And really, that's what you need to do to max out fast. So don't give up on this game. Continue pushing, continue grinding. And remember, the grind never stops. You were always born to brawl. So yeah, don't forget about that. So yeah, with that being said, though, that's the end of our new section / progression check. So yeah, pretty cool. Don't tune out, though, because we have new segment, well, 1 week old new segment, and we have Brawl Question, where we read your responses live on the show. So don't tune out. We have great stuff coming. All right, see you in the next segment.
Yay! Woohoo!
All right, guys, so we're going to hop straight into the new segment, which is Brawl Question and Question of the Week. So this week's question of discussion for our little group here, technically just me and Andrew, but this week's question is, should Supercell do a weekly challenge to get cool pins, skins, or maybe even brawlers? What do you think? So, Andrew, you want to go first in saying what you think about this? Do you think Supercell should do weekly challenges to, you know, like, just like this Lunar New Year one?
Yeah, I think so, because for me, every season, I lose a lot of motivation to play the game. And so adding these will give me a lot more motivation to play.
Right, yeah, that's definitely one way to look at it. That's interesting, yeah. Cool. I definitely agree. These things give you a lot of motivation to play, you know, new, fun, exciting things for you to dwell over. Yeah, pretty cool. Thanks, Andrew, for sharing your thoughts. I guess I'll share mine now. So what I think about this is, I definitely agree with Andrew to a certain extent. I think it definitely keeps a lot of people in this game, keep playing it. But I could disagree on the fact that, you know, if they do it every week, then a lot of these pins will start to lose their value, just because it doesn't really matter if you win one, because chances are some other person also won it, so they'll probably start to lose their value. But other than that, it's still a very, very cool challenge, challenges, with lots of fun pins and skins. So yeah, I definitely agree with Andrew. They should definitely try to start making this more weekly. So yeah, that's my answer. Yeah, I definitely agree with Andrew. It keeps a lot of people playing. But I also agree with Andrew on the fact that these skins, these pins, are really cool. And a lot of people will basically just keep using them on and on. And yeah, like Andrew said, it gives people motivation. So I think this is the right move for Supercell to do. But, you know, what do we do? What do we know? We're not game analytics, but, you know, Supercell, here it's up. So, yeah. With that being said, though, that's the question of the week. Pretty short, since we didn't have Michael. Yeah, just like this is pretty relevant, and I asked this question because we just had the Lunar New Year challenge, and I just thought of it. Something cool, you know. I didn't even know this was a challenge. Crying Man is literally the only content creator who made a video on it. So yeah, I didn't even know about it, but Supercell has definitely been good about releasing a lot of new challenges. So yeah. That being said, though, if you want to answer this question of the week, you can definitely do so via email at borndobrawl101@gmail.com. That's B-R-N-D-O, B-R-A-W-L at gmail.com. So yeah. I'm not going to be posting this on the Discord server, so if you want to answer it, email is your best bet. Yeah. That being said, let's hop straight into Brawl question. Okay, cool. So, we didn't have many responses for Brawl question, but mostly because, again, I got lazy. I didn't post it on my server. Instead, I got a few DMs from people. So, yeah, pretty cool. But, yeah, thank you guys for actually responding, taking the time, taking, like, 1 or 2 minutes to respond to me. So, yeah. There are 6 responses. So, actually, there are 5 responses. One of them is from last week, so I guess I'll go first. So, first response is from Jacques, spelled J-A-I-Q. I don't know how to pronounce it, so Jacques it is. And he says, oh, by the way, last week's Brawl question was, what was the skin slash brawler you wanted as soon as you saw it on Brawl Talk or, you know, a Reddit post, something like that? And Jacques says, Frank, lol. He wanted the Frank skin, like the developer Frank. So, definitely a very cool skin. Supercell, when is Frank coming out? When is Danny Piper coming out? And when is Jesse Paula coming out? Come on, guys, step it up.
Come on.
Yeah, you know everyone's going to be buying those skins as soon as they come out. Come on. We need it. We need the Frank.
Alright.
Yeah. Alright.
Next person is from Technical Flame, and he said Squeak Buster Gale.
Yeah.
It is a really good skin, so.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Squeak Buster Gale, very, very good skin. Definitely pretty cool, too, especially since it's based on, like, the actual Squeak skin. So, yeah, definitely I agree. Very cool skin as well. Definitely great effect. I don't know if he got it yet. I think he DM'd me and said he did not receive Squeak Buster Gale yet, but definitely when he does, definitely give me a DM, Technical Flame, I think. Yeah, so definitely give me a DM. Great skin, great value. Pretty cool. So yeah. With that being said though, let's hop straight into the next response, which comes in from Camille Yui, Fang Enjoyer. So, Camille, I'll shorten your name to Camille. So, Camille says, Swamp Gene, still don't have it, sad face. So, RIP, I hope you get Swamp Gene, though. Swamp Gene, very cool skin. Has great effects, though. Evil Gene might just be a little bit better. That's just personal opinion, though. But, yeah, Andrew, what do you think?
Swamp Gene is definitely a good skin for its value, but as an owner of Evil Gene, I think Evil Gene is better, but it's my opinion.
Alright, man. So, yeah, pretty cool skin. Definitely great to set goals, strive for it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
With that being said, the next response, Andrew?
A response from BD Pro, and he said, I guess it's Tara with her Misfortune skin.
Yeah. Misfortune Tara is definitely a very, very good skin. Andrew, do you like it?
I love it. I would get it. It's on the more expensive side, so I might not get it.
I see, yeah. How much is it again?
I think 149, but it might go discount.
Oh, I see, yeah. Yeah, probably will go discount at some point. So if you really want that skin, that's your best bet. Yeah, I definitely like Miss Fortune Tara as well. I think it's very well designed. The white definitely fits Tara. I really think so. That's also why Street Ninja Tara is not... This is like a very controversial opinion, but I don't really love Street Ninja Tara just because... I don't think it's much different than regular Tara. I don't really like Irish Tara either. Also the reason why I don't like Irish Tara. But yeah.
I can get your point. Street Ninja Tara just has different custom effects. It still sounds the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Misfortune Tara looks pretty cool. So yeah, I definitely agree with you there. Yeah, with that being said, that's the end of our Brawl question segment. We didn't have many responses. But, yeah. So, I guess with that being said, I didn't have a Brawl question this week. That's the one thing I forgot to do Once again, I'm so sorry, guys. That's totally my fault. I take the blame. I knew when I was prepping today's show, I was like, I knew I forgot something. And then, you know, here we are, forgetting the real question. So, yeah. Basically, that's it. So, thank you guys for listening to this segment. But again, don't tune out. We have one more segment to go. And it's arguably the most important one, the most you can get out of today's show, probably the most you'll ever get out of today's show. But, yeah. And next segment is our deep dive, and it's talking about the top brawlers in the meta, hopefully top 10, if not top 8, top 7, maybe top 15 if we come up with a lot, and a few honorary mentions. So yeah, that being said, don't tune out now. Wait, you know, probably 10 more minutes, and yeah, we'll be going into our deep dive right now. Alright guys, as promised, starting now. Okay, cool. First, we have basically some top 10 brawlers. We're not going to rank them for you, but here's just top 10 brawlers, 10 good brawlers, good picks that you basically will use in most maps. I think we got a pretty good list, and we got three special honorary mentions for you guys, obviously, because we couldn't leave them out. Some spicier picks, but still good. All right, so I'll be taking the first brawler here, and the first brawler is Ash. So ever since Ash got that huge health buff, Ash has been significantly better in just with his matchups and just rushing in as sort of a tank, trash can tank for the win. So pretty strong brawler, can win his matchups well now, especially with Byron Ash, just so much health and can tank a lot. Really can just walk it in Brawl Ball, charge in Bounty, kill everyone in Knockout. You know, just a pretty well-rounded brawler, especially compared with Byron, which you'll see later on in this list. Spoiler alert. So yeah, Andrew, what do you think about Ash?
Ash definitely broken with that HP. I mean, yeah, the rage is also really good, but then again, Ash does have a short range, so may get countered by a lot of them.
Yeah. And definitely, if you take gears into account with a speed gear, Ash is going to be insanely, insanely fast, especially when his rage bar is filled up all the way. He's going to be zooming around the map with so much health. You really never see this in a lot of tanks. Most tanks have above average speed, and usually they have capabilities to get up close with you. But with Ash, there's just consistent movement speed, and that's just what sets him apart, why he's up here. So yeah, with that being said, Andrew, you want to take the next brawler?
All right, the next brawler is Sandy. Now, some people might disagree because of the supercharger and 8 hits. But Sandy's still a great control brawler, and still, I think, one of the top brawlers.
Yeah, definitely not the top brawler, but definitely a top brawler. Okay, so Sandy, definitely a very, very good brawler. I don't really know what else to say about Sandy. He's just very well-rounded, super, obviously, like Andrew said, very control-type brawler. Can cover a lot of people. That super harms people or heals your enemies. And yeah, a little discussion question. I think Healing Winds is a little bit better. What do you think about you, Andrew? Roots for Healing Winds.
I think Healing Winds, because Sandy has that gadget that can stun some for 1 second, but they can't be taking damage, so.
Yeah.
Healing Winds.
So true, so true. So yeah, Healing Winds, superior. Yeah. That being said, let's move straight into the next brawler, and the next brawler happens to be Stu. So Stu, very, very fun brawler, just dashing around consistently and just being a menace to society. It's just where he shines, you know, being a menace to society. So yeah, Angie, what do you think?
I mean, Stu, great brawler, always will be a great brawler.
Yeah, unless you do something about it super, he's always going to be very consistent in the meta. Sort of like Tara and Sandy and Ems, which we didn't put on this list. Dang it, we forgot Ems, Andrew.
Oh.
It's okay. But yeah, he's always going to be consistently, like, a good brawler. So, Yeah, there's nothing really much else to say about him. We've seen him many times before. We're still going to see him now. So, yeah. And do you want to take the next brawler?
Next brawler is Mortis. Mortis, even with the nerf on Creepy Harvest, I think it's still a great brawler. And can chain very well, obviously.
Yeah. Ever since, the coiled, I wouldn't say nerf, but ever since the coiled rework, he's just been a very strong brawler. And I think Creepy Harvest will always outshine Coiled Snake just because it's an add-on, while Coiled Snake is just sort of there. Great brawler, Mortis. Very consistent. If you're good with him, know your matchups with him. If you know your matchups with Mortis, he's definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with. So yeah, definitely know your matchups with Mortis. And if you don't know his matchups, then he's going to struggle a bit. But other than that, he's still a very strong brawler, even with a nerf to Coilsnake. Creepy Harvest, like Andrew said. So yeah, Mortis, good brawler. Next, let's move on to the next brawler. And the next brawler is Tara, tarot card. So Tara is definitely always a very, very strong pick, just like we said. Just very consistent, just like Stu. Actually, Tara is a very good counter meta. Counter meta being counters the meta. Pretty self-explanatory there. But yeah, Tara can easily counter the meta. For example, Stu, just with her clones, very easily can shred Stu up. And Stu can't really get his super from there. Same with Mortis, can three-shot him, especially if Mortis doesn't have super. So Tara can definitely deal with Mortis. And Tara's just very consistent in dealing with tanks as well. Andrew, what do you think about Tara? Any other stuff other than being just counter meta?
I think Tara's best game mode is probably Gengar or Brawl Ball. Just hiding those bushes, chain those supers, and you win.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Pretty standard picks here with Tara. Tara's always going to be good. If you're stuck in Power League and you don't know who to pick, Tara's always going to be good. Even Knockout, it's not that bad. Andrew, is there one game mode that I'm missing where Tara is, like, pretty poo-poo at?
I guess Heist with the Gadget is really good.
Yeah, even in Heist, still very, very strong. So, yeah, Tara, just a very well-rounded brawler and pick. So yeah, definitely don't sleep on Tara, a very strong, strong, strong pick. So yeah. Andrew, you want to take the next brawler?
Next brawler is Daryl. Now, Daryl, some people might disagree, but with the new buff, it's like Daryl's crazy. He keeps chaining the supers.
Yeah, definitely. I saw this one clip where Daryl was just facing a nine cube team, and they were actually trying. They weren't like trolling at all. They were trying really, really hard to kill him. And Daryl, just with that steel hoops buff, he was a force to be reckoned with. He just shredded through them with that high DPS. He's one of the only brawlers who can take out a box in two hits. So yeah, definitely a very, very special brawler for Daryl. So yeah. Pretty cool. Anything else to say about Daryl? Again, pretty good counter meta now. He's a tank that can kill tanks. Very, very strong, really, as a brawler. So, yeah.
Yep.
All right, cool. So, with that being said, let's move on to the next brawler. We're going to fly through this a little faster. So, the next brawler is going to be Grom. So, Grom, even with these nerfs, he's definitely been a very, very strong brawler. Just with that watchtower gadget, being able to see everyone in a bush is just a really, really strong ability. It's sort of like overshadowing Tara's first star power as first gadget. As it's sort of like a longer lasting ability, which he can see basically everything in. And I think they definitely need to nerf this more. Andrew, you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah, Grom is broken. Best thrower in the game.
Yeah. I definitely agree. Basically that sums it up right there. Best thrower in the game. Not even a competition at this point. Grom, very good. Good thrower, very solid. That being said, let's move on to the next brawler. Andrew?
Next brawler is Byron. Well, I really like those heels. Really good. Better than Poco, honestly. But
yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree. Andrew, any other thoughts? Because I kind of interrupted you.
No.
No? Okay, cool. So, yeah, I have similar thoughts. We kind of already teased him. Byron Ash, very, very strong combo. But it's not just Byron Ash. It could be Byron Beebe. It could be Byron, insert tank here. Very, very strong support brawler. Stronger than, like Andrew said, stronger than Poco. Just a lot of healing capabilities and the ability to heal himself very easily with his shot in the arm gadget. He's very, very strong in general. So, yeah, I definitely agree. Byron's very, very strong as a brawler. So, yeah, cool. If there are no other thoughts, it's basically it for Byron. Again, very, very solid brawler. Can withstand a whole lot. So, yeah. All right, so next brawler. Next brawler is a new release, newest release, and that goes to Fang. So Fang, very, very strong brawler now, especially if you get him power 10, power 11, even stronger. Can just win his matchups so, so easily. Just being able to use that super and chain on your enemies consistently, doing that consistent damage. It's just really strong. The only thing that's super bad about him is his unload speed, but everything else, very, very strong. Has long-range capabilities with his slipper. If you watch Stephen He, you know that reference. But, yeah, long-range capabilities. Also has melee weapons and stuff. He's just really, just a really strong overall brawler. Andrew, do you have any thoughts on him?
Yeah, same with those chaining supers. Really good, and probably might be one of the best in the meta.
Yeah. Okay. So with that being said, Fang, very good brawler. Angie, you want to take the next and final brawler on our top brawlers in the meta?
Last brawler will be Rico. And Rico, most of the time when I go against Rico, it's always on a very walled map where there's a lot of walls. And we just get destroyed. Rico's very versatile in many game modes. Gen Grab, Heist, Bravo, etc.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. He's just really, really strong. Especially since Cavern Churn's been in rotation for 4 times now. Come on, Supercell. But, yeah. Rico's very strong, especially in Brawl Ball maps. Brawl Ball is pretty closed anyways. That's why tanks thrive. So, yeah. Rico, very, very strong brawler. Never sleep on a Rico who has super, because he can easily wipe you. Rico's always been extremely strong. And even now, with his Bouncy Castle gadget, even though it got nerfed, it's still very, very strong. You think you've killed a Rico, but he just heals up, and he destroys you. For example, I was fighting Primo and a Bull. Andrew knows this. I was fighting both of them at the same time. I killed the Primo, and then the Bull got me down to 5 health. I supered him, and I lived. And then the Stew came out, missed his first shot, and I used Bouncy Castle. I healed up all the way to full, and then killed the Rico. And then I think Michael killed the Stew. So yeah, Rico definitely can stay alive very easily. Andrew, any thoughts on him?
Hey, Bouncy Castle, no matter how much they do, just never fail to save Rico.
Yeah. Very, very broken. So yeah, with that being said though, that's our list, but we still have 3 more honorary mentions, and in spirit of the Olympics, we're going to be ranking these 3 brawlers. So coming in with a bronze medal, we have Frank. Woo, let's give it up for Frank. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, so Frank takes the third place in honorary mentions. Frank, not the best brawler, but definitely a very spicy pick. I've definitely seen a lot of Franks actually in the meta now. Just with damage gear, Frank does so much damage. He has a huge range, easy to hit shots, especially in Brawl Ball where he thrives as a tank. Arguably the best tank in Brawl Ball. So yeah. Frank comes in at bronze. Andrew, anything else you want to add about Frank?
Yeah, Frank, very buff. Needs a buff for the health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Frank needs health buff, guys. You heard it here first. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Angie, you want to rank the silver medal? All
right. The silver medal will be Bell. Bell has been very good, especially a super that makes the opponent, makes your teammates do more damage to the opponent. And especially with the Jesse-like shots, very good.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Bell just forces you not to clump up, forces you to play lanes. And once you play lanes, you're basically dead because Bell can outrange you. She can outdamage you. She can win up close. She's just really, really strong as a brawler. And yeah, she forces you to play to her strengths and not yours. So yeah, definitely a very strong brawler. And finally, representing Team Brawl Stars. Yay. Woo. Team Brawl Stars.
Team Brawl Stars.
For the gold medal, we have Brock. So Brock takes the gold, snatches the gold for Team Brawl Stars. And basically, Brock, very, very strong brawler, consistent damage. Andrew knows this. He 1v2'd in a knockout match in the Altigo Challenge, and he won. He's just really, really broken. Especially with that extra splash damage, he can literally hit brawlers from behind a wall. And that's just really, really strong. Andrew, any thoughts on him?
No, but I mean, for as long as I know, I've been playing Brock ever since. And he was my first power 10. So,
yeah. Something. Yeah. So, yeah, Brock takes the gold. And with that being said, our deep dive is complete. If you've enjoyed this episode, definitely you can leave a 5-star review in any of our platforms, such as Google and Apple. But if you don't want to leave a review, that's fine. You can give us a 1-star review. It's fine. We'll just be crying in a corner. Don't worry. It's fine. So yeah, if you want to send us an email, just tell us what's up. Hi, say hi, you know, all that good stuff. You can do so at borntobrawl101@gmail.com. Links, emails in the show description. You can also join our Discord server. Link in the description. We'll be posting our brawl questions there. And so, yeah, that's basically it. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Born a Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. And remember, you're all born a brawl. Bye, guys.
Bye.